From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. China announced it will limit exports of petroleum products to North Korea to comply with United Nations Security Council sanctions on the North's nuclear and missile development programs. Marissa Melton reports.
The Chinese Commerce Ministry said in a statement, exports of refined petroleum to Pyongyang will be limited to 2 million barrels a year, effective October 1st. It said sales of liquefied natural gas would be banned immediately. Beijing will also ban imports of textiles from North Korea immediately. China accounts for about 90% of North Korea's trade. Such cooperation is critical for Pyongyang, and the most recent sanctions highly increase pressure on the communist country to abandon development of nuclear weapons and long-range missiles. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
There were some verbal fireworks at the UN General Assembly Saturday. One of the most anticipated speeches of the week was North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho.
트럼프와 같이 과대망상과
Ri called U.S. President Donald Trump a mentally deranged person full of megalomania who is on a suicide mission of his own and peppered his 22-minute address with other choice words and insults. India's foreign minister, Sushma Swaraj, began with a spiritual greeting of namaste and then launched into a verbal takedown of neighbor and rival Pakistan. A strong new earthquake shook Mexico on Saturday, killing at least one person. It toppled already damaged homes and a highway bridge and caused new alarm in a country reeling from two even more powerful quakes that together have killed more than 400 people. The new 6.1 trembler was centered in the state of Oaxaca. This is VOA News.